There is only one podcast that can legitimately call itself the voice of reality TV. Download the show at rffradio.com. We are not sure if they can play nice with each other, so now, from separate studios deep in the Husker Nation of Nebraska and in the Big Apple, are Rob and Trevor with the Reality TV Podcast.
Welcome to the longest-running reality TV podcast. I'm Trevor.
And I'm Rob, and welcome to our yearly discussion as to why Robert doesn't have Martin Luther King Jr. Day off.
I was about to say, you don't get Martin Luther King Day, you don't get President's Day. They just don't honor famous people in Nebraska.
Nope.
I was just telling Rob, I bet if Tom Osborne dies, he'll get the day off.
I bet we would. There's no doubt about it. We'd have a national holiday here in Nebraska. But no, Martin Luther King Day, we're going to school.
Well, I'd be furious if I was a student in Nebraska.
Oh, man. I don't know how many other schools in Nebraska get the day off. We certainly don't.
I would think it goes by, if you're in school, I think the entire state would be in school, right?
Well,
or is it by school district?
Each school district can control its own calendar.
So. Oh, all right. So at the district level.
Yeah.
Now, it's because you guys get a lot of snow, and they want to cram in the days, so you might not be in school for like a week or so.
Snow days are built into the – I mean, they make a calendar going, we're going to have a few days off here and there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I really don't. But here we are. It's 4 o'clock my time, 5 o'clock Trevor's time, and we're recording a show because Trevor's had the day off.
Yeah, I think, post office is closed. I think any government agency is closed today.
Not schools. We're teaching our kids. They're going to learn real well, real good. So how are you, Trevor?
I'm good. I'm good. Excited to hear about what's going on with the RFF Reality TV Awards.
Okay, so Twitter has exploded. Thanks to T. Porter 2, once again. Terry, a listener of the show, she does a lot of legwork and notifies everyone on Twitter that, hey, you're nominated for a Reality TV Award.
Okay, that's cool.
So, I mean, she's gone through...
That's awesome.
She's gone through everybody. I'm not kidding you. Everyone that we've nominated for something. Today she just tweeted, Blake Shelton, Adam Levine, and Carson Daly.
That's hysterical. That's awesome.
Let them know. You know, The Voice has been nominated for Best Reality 2014.
Okay.
I mean, she's gone through and done everybody. My Twitter has exploded. I bet in the last 4 or 5 days, I've probably gotten 300 Twitter notifications.
That's cool.
You know, Brendan from Brendan and Rachel retweeted this tweet, or Cass, she has made some comments about the Reality TV Awards. Reed from Josh and Reed, I think, wants to come on the show.
Nice.
So that's exciting.
I was a big fan of his during the season.
And just looking at the numbers, the highest voted category, I don't have results, but the highest voted category has gotten 11,000 votes, over 11,000 votes.
Wow, that's a lot of people in a quick amount of time.
Yes, and this might be the year for TJ Lavin, because him and I have been tweeting back and forth a little bit. He's retweeted.
It would be an upset, but he's been solid for a long time. I feel like he deserves, it would be an upset victory. It'd be similar to when, like, George Mason made the Final Four in the NCAA tournament. Right, but I'd like to see TJ get it done.
I would too, but he's been pushing his Twitter followers to come vote, and there's about 10,800 votes in that category. So
it was interesting because, you know, Jeff, Phil, and Julie probably haven't been pushing their Twitter followers. He could definitely pull the upset in that category.
Yep. So
I mean, Jeff's won it like 8 times already.
Yeah,
so.
It's ridiculous. The only time Jeff hasn't won it is when he's not in it.
Actually, no. Phil beat him the head-to-head last year.
Did he? Okay. Okay.
And then when we didn't put Jeff in, Julie won.
Julie won. That's right. Well, I think Phil tweeted last year that he won it. Did he tweet? It seems like he tweeted last year.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I actually thought Julie was Julie's best year hosting, too. I was surprised she didn't get the win.
She didn't.
But, no, yeah, excited. I can't wait. Now, when are we announcing the results?
I don't know. That's what I was kind of wondering. That's what I was hoping we were going to figure out on the air today.
Well, if it, when's the first episode of Survivor?
I want to say it's late, like February 25th.
Then I would say we should announce it, like...
February 11th?
Yeah, February 11th, because the week before we're going to want to do a Survivor preview show.
So, what? Today's the 19th. The 11th still gives us 4 weeks. That seems like a long time.
Yeah. God, how are we going to fill the schedule?
I don't know. I'm hoping to get some of these people on.
Maybe the week before the 11th, then.
The 4th?
The 4th.
Yeah, we could do like the 4th. The 4th and the 11th are on a Wednesday. We could announce them on a Monday, or we can announce it any day of the week, really.
Yeah, it should be one of those 2 weeks.
Yeah. Should we plan? Let's plan right now. February 9th? That's a Monday. That would be 4 weeks from today, right? 3 weeks from today.
Yeah, February 9th sounds right. All right. Maybe like a 9 o'clock show or a 10 o'clock show.
A 10 o'clock show would be good.
Maybe a 10 o'clock show on February 9th.
Yeah. Let's plan on that right now, folks.
Yeah, we'll pencil that in.
We'll pencil it in. Things change dramatically.
Yeah.
I really want to get some of these people on. Reed, I would love to have call in. That would be so much
fun. I would say he's one of the most popular. We both liked him during the season.
Yeah.
And I think everybody, I think he's got a very popular following at realityfanforum.com.
There is a lot of men voted in that best male contestant, but honestly, just looking at that category, Derek might have a shot from Big Brother.
Derek from Big Brother is going to, that's tough competition. He was fantastic.
Tony might give him some competition.
Tony was great his season too.
I don't know.
It's going to be tight. If you're a fan of these people, you got to go vote.
Yeah, you do. RFFradio.com/awards to go vote.
What's great is 11,000 people have voted in which category?
What category was that? Just let me look here. I got to look through my categories. Well, where did I see that? Oh, it was Best Male Contestant.
Yeah, and there's congressmen who've been elected with less than 11,000 votes.
Yeah. That is true.
Right, what was it, that stat, like, more people voted in the Dancing with the Stars final than, like, it was some midterm election.
Oh, well, American Idol used to pull in more votes than the presidential election. But you can't vote 10 times in a presidential election, so...
That is true,
You know, I don't know if you can really compare the two.
It's apples and oranges is what you're saying.
It is. I mean, we try to limit people to vote only once, but, you know, our system that we have isn't the greatest.
And I was about to say, if you can... We try to limit it by IP address, right?
Right.
Yeah, so it doesn't stop somebody from voting at somebody else's house.
No. So, we don't... I'm not spending a lot of money, folks, on a sophisticated blocking system. Just going to have to go with what we have.
If you have multiple email addresses and multiple houses to vote from, you're in.
We don't even collect email addresses. You go there and you can vote anonymously. There's no email address you have to put in.
Yeah. Some marketing firms right now go, guys, you don't collect email addresses. What are you doing?
Yeah, I know. Fuck them. I don't want our listeners' email addresses.
Take that as a wasted opportunity by the RFF radio staff.
It's all right. Fuck, we don't make any money off the show anyway.
No, yeah, we make nothing. This is for the people.
And it's fun. It honestly is fun. Every year, there's always a part of me like, oh, man, nominations. There's so many things to try to remember. What am I going to forget? I know I'm going to screw something up. Is it even worth it? And I go, yes, it's worth it. Yes, it's worth it. And then things like this happen where I have 200 Twitter notifications in a few days span. Mm-hmm. And you go, okay, this is worth it. So people are taking about, on average, 3 minutes to vote. 3 minutes and 11 seconds.
These people are actually thinking about it.
Yeah. The average completion time is 3 minutes and 11 seconds.
Because you think you could get through it in a minute, right?
Yeah.
If you're doing it 3 minutes, it means you stopped and, like, really pondered a category.
Yeah, and that's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm. I want to hear that.
So... Anyway, rffradio.com/awards takes you to the awards site where you can go vote. It is a lot of fun. I voted already, and I'm sad because I want to go through and vote again.
You have to vote from a different computer.
I'm going to have to go to work maybe and vote.
You have to work, vote from work, exactly.
There you go. So what else is new, Trevor?
Did you see the trailer for the third season of House of Cards?
I did. Yes, I did. Isn't that great?
It's awesome.
I'm ready for
it. I know
that.
It's not reality TV, no, but I'm fired up that show's
It's a month.
Back.
It's like February 25th, I think, or 27th.
And today, and I actually haven't accomplished that yet, but I was planning on trying. I'm going to try to squeeze in at least the last 5 episodes of season 2 tonight.
I don't even know if you can do that, honestly, with that show. Because you start halfway through like that and you go, oh my God, what happened to lead up to this? You know, there's
I just try to watch the full season again.
There's
just,
so many just, things.
I do have until what, February 25th, you said?
I think 7th. February 27th.
February
7th.
27th. Yeah. Oh, that gives me enough time to watch the entire season again. If I put my mind to it, I can knock it out.
Yeah, I think so.
Especially if I have the day off today and I got nothing to do for the next 6 hours.
Hey.
It could be House of Cards time.
It could be House of Cards. It's a great show. It's a great show.
I haven't watched. I've only seen that episode twice. I feel like it deserves a third episode. Should we spoil the second season, the opener of House of Cards?
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't seen it by now, just shut the show off.
I remember we had to avoid talking about it on. Yeah. On
it's been a year. You haven't seen it by now,
I mean, we'll talk about it. How fucking awesome an episode was that? Did you ever think they were going to kill Kate Mara on the first episode of House of Cards?
There's no way.
That has to be like the most out of nowhere, oh my God, TV death in a long time.
Throw her in front of a fucking train.
And as it was happening, I was like, oh my God, he's going to throw her in front of the train. Oh my God, move out of the way. She's one of my favorite characters on this show.
I loved her too. Yeah, I loved her.
I didn't want Zoe Barnes to die.
No, good old Zoe Barnes, dead.
And how they were able to keep that a secret is amazing, right? Because she was still doing all the publicity stuff for the show. Well, and she only appeared in one episode.
Yeah, and like a half an episode. It wasn't even a whole episode. How disappointed was she when she read the script for that first episode? She's got to be like, oh, son of a bitch.
You're killing me off.
You're killing me.
I mean, she's like, you can make the argument that she was the second most important character behind Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the first season, she was, I mean, some people would have said Robin Wright's character, and yeah, she was obviously exceptionally important, but I thought Zoe Barnes' character was really, really important.
Yeah, I agree.
She gets killed off halfway through the first episode.
So, do you think season three's got to be it, right? It's got to be done. I mean, at this point, we've seen the uprising, the upheaval of Frank Underwood to the, you know, the penultimate position in government. He is the president of the United States. This third season, they could maybe stretch it out to a fourth season, has got to be the downfall, right?
Hello?
Yeah. Did I lose you? Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all right. Keep going.
No, third season's got to be the downfall of Frank Underwood, right? Is the third season it, or can they stretch that out into four seasons?
I think they could go four. What might happen, I wouldn't be stunned if, like, third season starts off with him being president and him governing, and then they find that girl again, right?
Right.
What's her name?
Yeah, what is
the,
her name?
The one that basically,
the prostitute,
that Stamper was helping out.
Yeah. And then she just fucking
She kills
her.
Stamper at the end of
Okay. I watched the episode again. I'm not sure Stamper's dead.
He's in bad shape if he's not dead.
He's not in great shape, Trevor. But I don't know if he's dead.
He could have lived. He could absolutely have lived. Yeah. I mean, he would be unconscious, but he could be
right.
Alive.
We never got to know what happened to him. So, anyway.
Like, she surfaces. I wouldn't be stunned if the show ends with Frank Underwood in handcuffs on his way to jail, let's put it that way. But that could be season 4. It doesn't have to be season 3. It could build up to that.
I don't think... I think... I truly think it ends with Frank Underwood dead. I don't think Frank will let himself get caught and be put into handcuffs.
Yeah, I can see that.
I think he ends up dead. And that's why I think that the season three ends with him dead. And the show's over.
God, a three-season show like this would be just... It's such an incredible show. Like, a three-season run, I feel like... You know what, though? I would have respect for them if they did that, if they didn't decide, you know, we're not going to be one of those shows that is, you know, our goal was to be three seasons, right. But we're, you know, we got offered just a pile of money to make it seven seasons.
Right. I just don't think they can stretch this out anymore. Four, maybe.
Four would be the most. I could see they could get the four if they wanted to.
I think they could.
And there's a couple things also that, yeah, at some point it's going to resurface that Frank's wife was cheating on him with that artist, right?
Right, right.
He's the president. Yeah, if you're president, that kind of shit, you can't hide. At some point, somebody is going to have figured that out. There's too many, well, yeah.
The other thing we saw in the trailer was what's his wife's name? I can't even, I mean, it's Robin Wright, but what is her, Frank and fucking, I don't know what her name is. Anyway, she is saying, we're murderers, Frank. We killed these people, Francis. You know? And so I'm wondering if she isn't part of the unraveling.
I can see that.
I got to look up what her name is because it's bugging me.
Is Claire. It Claire? It's
Claire Underwood. Underwood. Yeah. So Claire's like, Francis, we're murderers. You know, we've killed people.
The only bodies he has on his hands are Peter Russo and Zoe Barnes.
Yeah.
She doesn't have any bodies on her hands yet.
I mean, she really kind of threw that artist under the bus pretty hardcore.
Yeah, he's not dead, though.
No, but I think that weighs on her heart pretty heavily, what she had to do to him.
Yeah.
I really do.
At least you didn't have to throw him in front of a moving train.
True, but that's Francis for you. that's our Francis.
The one thing, I mean, the show, like, it's definitely got, you know, it's realistic to a point. But then there's the point of, right, like, if you threw somebody in front of a train in Washington, D.C., yeah, I can't believe there wouldn't be a kid. There's not cameras all over the train.
Exactly.
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. I think somebody would see something.
But, yeah, it was actually last year was a lot of shocking TV deaths because The Good Wife killed off one of their main characters in, like, a stirring fashion. I feel like TV writers are like, you know what? We need to be bold and kill somebody off. We're going for the Emmy this year.
I heard they killed, or that the show, that Good Wife, might be canceled.
Really?
I thought I read that somewhere.
I would think that show's getting huge ratings. It's always very critically acclaimed.
Well, let's see what TV by the Numbers has here. I don't know. It's not showing me much. I thought I read somewhere that it was, like, on the fence.
It's been on the air for like four or five seasons now.
CBS renews fall 2014. This is March. This is a year old. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it's always getting nominated for various awards and stuff. Although it doesn't really mean anything because oftentimes shows that like the critics like people don't like.
Oh, here we go. CSI, The Good Wife, and Madam Secretary are among shows that could get canceled by CBS due to early ratings. The Good Wife, which kicked off season 6 back on September 21st, has averaged over 10 million viewers across its first four episodes. But Zaptuit, which analyzes ratings and other factors, says that it's a toss-up at this point whether The Good Wife, along with the two other shows, will get canceled as opposed to renewed for another season.
10 million viewers is an awful lot of viewers.
It is, but is CBS happy with that?
Ten million viewers. You would think that's a show that could, you know. There's certain shows that I always feel like if they get canceled on TV, a cable network should try to pick it up. Yeah. I'm surprised there's not more of that, especially when you watch like The Family Guy, right?
Yeah.
Family Guy gets canceled, goes to cable. becomes like the most watched show on TV. It sometimes it feels like, you know what? Good show, a good show that gets canceled that's still a good show with a loyal following. Like, I always thought The West Wing would have flourished in cable.
Fox picked up Family Guy back up again, though.
Yeah, they did. It was on cable for a while, though, before Fox brought it back.
Yeah, it seems like it was, but I don't remember right now. Huh. Anyway. Yeah, I don't know. These networks are so possessive of their shows.
Yeah, I mean, the tragedy is still Law and Order to me.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, any other new shows you're watching?
No, I did want to mention about, there's a New York Post article here yesterday about The Biggest Loser. It was the brutal secrets behind The Biggest Loser. And it's supposedly this bombshell, I don't know if it's a bombshell, because we've kind of all seen it, about how the contestants are treated on The Biggest Loser, and how the they are just put through the ringer through the exercise routines and the food that they're fed, and they don't get the proper you know, medical attention that they deserve. I don't know if this was as a bombshell article as what it was supposed to be, because you kind of look at the show and you go, yeah, they're kind of treated like shit.
I was gonna say, I mean, every time I watch that show, I come away from it like, what was her name? You should just scream at these contestants and make them cry.
Jillian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I
mean, they wouldn't really. Well, some of them would cry, but they were. You know, it was definitely. You know, they're just definitely getting on them.
Yeah. Contestants are made to sign. This is from the New York Post article. Contestants are made to sign contracts, giving away their rights to their own storylines and forbidding them to speak badly about the show. Yeah, another competitor who spoke to the Post on a condition of anonymity says that when she first checked in, a production assistant took her cell phone and laptop for 24 hours. She suspects her computer was bugged. But this is nothing new on a reality show. We know these people are put into sequester, like Big Brother contestants. You don't want to ruin the show. So I don't know why they think that this is such a bombshell, you know, revelation to the world, because I think we all kind of realize it.
And by the way, any half decent person with computers to find out their computer was bugged and taken off.
Yeah,
that's just somebody installed some kind of spyware onto their computer.
Exactly. Run a malware byte scan, people.
Rob have that shit off his computer in 20 seconds.
Fuck. she says that you're brainwashed into thinking that you're just so lucky to be there, that you don't think to question or complain about anything. But honestly, if you want to be on a TV show, I mean, you're going to give up some things, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, okay, so here a couple years ago, there was that contestant, Rachel Fredrickson, who dropped 155 pounds.
That's what I worry about sometimes, that these people lose the weight too fast.
Yeah, and one of the doctors that was interviewed for this article said that people should only lose maybe 1 to 2 to 3 pounds a week, and these people are losing 11, 12, sometimes 20.
I've heard that. They say, like, if you're trying to lose weight, it should be a pound a week. It shouldn't be any more, because you want so your body kind of adjusts to it over a period of time.
Yeah.
So, like, if you lose, like, let's say 20 pounds, but if you lose it over 20 weeks, right, that's, what, 4 months, five months?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they said that's healthy. Then, like, you know, just your body's able to adjust naturally to it. Because they say, you know, all these, like, fad diets, they always say that shit doesn't work. What you just got to do is, you know, there's actually some good apps for this stuff, but yeah, you keep track of the calories you eat,
right?
And you don't go over a certain cap on it, and then you know you lose like a pound a week or something like that. They say you shouldn't drastically alter yourself.
So according to Kai Hibbard, who was the one behind this whole article, she says the trainers took satisfaction in bringing their people to physical and mental collapse. They'd get a sick pleasure out of it, she says. They'd say, it's because you're fat. You look at all the fat you have on you, and it was our fault that this so this was our punishment. They would say things to the contestants like, you're going to die before your children grow up. You're going to die just like your mother. We've picked out your fat person coffin.
This is in the New York Post recently?
Yeah, this was in the New York Post yesterday.
Really?
So, I mean, we see this on TV. We see them being fat shamed on TV. I don't know if it's right, but it's not really hidden from the rest of the world. I mean, or am I completely wrong on this?
I mean, they're definitely brutal to the contestants.
They're brutal. They're horrifically brutal.
My whole fall reason why I don't watch that show isn't that, is that I think it's somewhat unhealthy them having them lose all that weight so quickly.
Yeah.
That's always been my beef with it. You know, that one girl, I forget her name, but is that the one you're talking about that lost 155 pounds?
Yeah, Rachel Fredrickson was her name.
I mean, she almost looked like a toothpick at the end of it. Yeah. It looked almost unhealthy. She had lost so much weight.
She weighed 105 pounds at the finale. She lost 155 pounds.
See, yeah, to me, I worry. Like, yeah. I'd feel actually better if she weighed, like, 140 pounds or something like that.
Yeah.
105 is tiny.
That's ridiculous. For someone who weighed, well, God, 260 pounds.
Especially because you're working out. If you have muscle, muscle weighs more than fat.
Right.
And these people are working out the entire time.
I understand this show is dangerous. I don't know if anybody really rejects that idea, though. It's unhealthy to lose that
weight. I reject it by not watching the show.
Well, I reject it as well, but I don't think people reject the fact that they're brutal to these people.
Yeah, some people like that show.
I used to.
I just never really got into it. It's the same thing with those Teen Mom shows on MTV.
Yeah.
I just don't want to, you know, I don't watch it because I choose not to. I don't find it entertaining.
Yeah.
And to me, when I watch television, I want to watch something that entertains me. Yeah, even if it's Frank Underwood pushing Zoe Barnes in front of a train, right? At least I was like, holy shit, he just threw her from.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this was an interesting article. I think you should search it out in the Post.
I'll have to read it right after the show.
Yeah. It's a fascinating article, but again, I don't know if there's anything earth-shattering in it. But I saw that this morning, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was good for the show. Well, anything else, or should we get out of here for the week?
I'm good. Everybody voting the awards.
RFFradio.com/awards. Go out there, people who listen, and let some of these other people know. I mean, Terry did a great job of helping us out. T-Porter2 on Twitter.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. Did a great job of helping get the word out. But anybody else who wants to get the word out and get these people talking, we really appreciate it. Again, rffradio.com/awards is how you vote. Trevor, how can people get a hold of you?
They catch you at Trevor, rffradio.com.
I'm Rob at rffradio.com, twitter.com/RobRFF, and facebook.com/RobRFF. Guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for voting, everybody. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.